Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Good to have you with us, folks. Welcome along. Not really sure, actually, how the podcast will go this week, because both myself and PJ, I think we're suffering from a bit of fatigue.
We definitely are. Yeah, we're stumbling and fumbling.
Weren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure what the reason is. I don't know if it's whether this kind of like non-sun heat wave that we're getting.
Maybe it's affecting us, yeah.
It's wearing us out. I tell you what is a factor, right? Definitely from my point of view. And in fairness, talking to you, I think this is having an impact on you as well. The stress trying to get a holiday. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trying to find somewhere to go.
Oh, I can't believe this is the biggest first world problem I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm the same as you. It's trying to get a holiday. And it sounds so simple.
Yeah, with the period of time we're taking off, we have booked.
Yeah, we booked it.
But we haven't got a place that we're going.
And we thought that'd be the easy part.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stick it into Google, 2 weeks, PJ Gallagher, the date, Jim McCabe, send it off
and
to
it
Google.
And it would come back to
and
you.
And Google comes back and goes, that'll be a grand. And you're, okay, I'll stretch. And that's it. But it is becoming the biggest pain. It's actually knocking the crack out of what, I don't even know if I want to go anymore.
I tell you what, it is weird, right? Because you're right, it does kind of get to the stage where you're actually, I give up. Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
The places I like, I can't afford. And the places I can afford, I don't like.
That's the problem. You see one and you go, oh, now. Ah, look, love. We're after finding an Emerald Lake swim out room. You know, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah. Dolphins, bring you your breakfast.
Yeah, oh, yes, that's amazing. You can have a seal fillet. Oh, this is the one. And you look at it, $3,000. You're like, here. That is, like, you're like, and then you're like, $3,000,
do you,
each.
Do you do it without the dolphins?
How about just board? Yeah. And it's like, it's you can't get, and then all the normal, all the achievable ones. And I know I sound like a complete tough, like there's people listening to this now going, she get 3 months of Tolomilinas for €150. I don't want it. I want something that, you know, yeah.
Exactly.
You be at the stay with your own and all, but me and the Liverpool supporters club are going over, you can come with us. No, I don't want it. This is the one time of the year I want to really spoil myself.
Yeah.
But I'm unfortunately restricted by a working man's budget, and I don't like it.
That's the weird thing about it is the holidays in general, right? So you haven't even gone on one, right?
Yeah.
And the stress of just trying to pick one to go on.
It's a nightmare.
That you really want and you can afford and everything, right? And then you've got to, you know, you still are going to go through all of those things. It's like, it's no wonder that holidays, right, have been the basis of endless amounts of sitcoms
and standard
routines and everything. Because isn't it bizarre that a holiday, the very thing you're supposed to take to relieve your stress and give you a break from normal life, is one of the most fucking stressful
things
you can ever do.
Yeah, everything about it, from packing the stupid bag to like making sure that, and like, I don't know what it is. Your other half, man or woman, if you're the one that organises the holiday, you can tell them with 6 months to go, the day before you leave, it comes as a terrible shock. Oh, I'm not ready. Why? Oh, I need to get something to wear. I only have 9 pairs of shoes. Oh, what am I going to do? And you're like, you've had months to do this. Months.
Yeah.
And now you're freaking out. You go, oh, gee, we can't use that sunblock. That was here last year. It still works. Use it.
The sun hasn't changed.
The sun hasn't changed. It comes as a shock. Getting to the airport, checking things in.
I mean, I'm actually, you know the stories that have been coming out of Dublin Airport?
Oh, yeah, it looks awful.
I am actually sort of dreading it a bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, because I'm not great with as you well know, I'm not great with airports at the best of times.
No.
Only because there's other people there.
Yes.
The physical building itself, I've no problem with. The idea of a plane parking, I've no problem with.
Oh, it's queuing and all.
It's all the other people who want to go to places I want to go.
And people who just don't know how to use an airport. It's so simple, but they don't know how to use it. So they're standing there in all their gear and their bag on their back, and then they get to the security thing and they go, oh, I have to give you the shot, put the bag in, do it. Yeah, yes. I have to take me watch off. Yes. Don't empty me pockets. Fuck it. If you have to ask the question, put it in the machine, you fucking dickhead. Put it in the fucking machine and get out of my way. Put it in. Put it in the fucking machine. Lie down in the machine, I'll push you through myself, you fucking bastard, you. Get out of my way.
I'd love you to get a gig as an airport security guard.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing. I would dearly love. There's so many people in my life I would love to have seen spoken to exactly like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, isn't there?
Somebody actually calling them out. You, dickhead!
Yeah, you.
Take your gig.
You bastard, you. And you know the ones, they put all their shit through the machine. And they get out the other end and they stand there and start doing up their trousers. Fuck off! Yeah. There's tables! Pick up your shit in the tray and fuck off! Clean little, go over there! There's people trying to go on holidays here and you're like doing that. Oh, did I put my phone? Maybe my phone. I don't care!
Yeah, you know,
It's unbelievable.
And those people who check on other people. Now, it's one thing with kids or whatever, you can understand it, but they check on other grown adults.
Yeah.
Have you got your belt, Tony?
Oh, geez, yeah.
And they wander off and all, and they're blocking the whole fucking place.
Oh, yeah, or some elf. Dad, your hat.
Yeah.
Huh? Your hat, Dad. Huh? Take off your hat. Jesus, Grub, take off his fucking hat. He's standing beside you. Take off his fucking hat, and we'll all start getting through. It's not difficult.
Oh, man.
It's not difficult. It's like... People that go into a shop. People that go into a shop and then suddenly are shocked they have to pay for something.
Yeah.
$4.90. What? $4.90. Oh, Jesus, sorry.
What now?
And they start going through change. It's so long. It's so long to get
ready. You had to pick the thing out.
Yeah.
You must have known.
What were you queuing up for? To say hello? Get out of the way!
Oh man. It's every stage, as you say, they have the packing, you have the airport. And then even when you get there, you'd imagine, well, at least, you know, the moment when you get there. Like, that's the holiday bit. Surely that's going to be okay. But then you end up in those situations where you still end up on, you know, trying to avoid people who are looking to be your friend.
You've
literally gone on holiday to get away from everything that's in your life.
Yeah.
And these people suddenly think that in the space of, you know, a week, they're going to become the greatest friend you've ever had in your life.
And inevitably, it's going to be the wanker who had his hat on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Have you been?
Saw you at the airport. Yeah. Remember me? Me dad had his hat on. I remember you,
all right, yeah. Oh, no way, we're staying there too. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You're there looking at your missus. Is it too late to change hotels?
Yeah. Oh, my God, there's nothing worse than that.
No, they're terrible.
Because lots of people are into that. Lots of people are literally looking for the upper, any sort of, you know, a commonality.
Yeah.
To hook up with you. And not just even to say, like, you know, will you have a drink or like a, you know, a half hour thing. It's like suddenly they want, you know, so where will we all go tonight?
Yeah, where are we
eating? I don't know where you're fucking going.
Where are we eating? Well, guess what? I'm eating in my room anyway. So you won't be there. You know, I thought I was eating in the restaurant, but now I know you're going, I'm going to have a sandwich in my room. I'm going to store some shit from breakfast and eat it later.
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to eat that pot noodle that I brought for emergencies. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
I wish I just, you know, that sort of stress. And then you're like, it's supposed to be the happiest time. You're like, you're in the hotel room and you start giving out to each other, you and your missus, about the others, as if it was either of your faults, you know.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just tell them we were going on the hike to Kilimanjaro? Like, I don't fucking want to.
We're not even in the same country as Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, for fuck's
sake.
Doesn't matter, you couldn't say it. You should have made something up. Jesus Christ, it's typical of you. Talking to fucking everybody. You're like, oh my God.
Oh, it's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
And between that and then, if you do end up in one of those places where, and to be fair, it doesn't probably, well, I suppose it depends on what resort you're in, but if you end up in one of those places where people are insisting on trying to help you enjoy yourself, what is that about?
Oh.
Yeah. So listen, we're doing a sub-aqua thing in the pool. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's amazing fun, and it's and you learned. No, thanks. I'm okay. I'm just.
We need two more, everybody. Two more for aqua subs. No. Come on, sir. You'll enjoy yourself. I won't.
Yeah, why do they say that?
Yeah.
Try it. You'll like it. You don't fucking know me.
I won't. I won't. You will. I won't. Come on, sir. Let's have fun. Fuck off now. I'm waiting on a sandwich. Stop making me feel special here. Everybody's looking. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It does. I tell you something, when you analyse it, it does make you wonder why holidays, everybody looks forward to them so much. And end up like the war stories that come back from a holiday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're sitting there on the plane and, you know, you get the lads' holiday coming back when you're coming home. Or, you know, kids crying or something. Lads have been on the piss since 9 o'clock that morning.
Yeah.
You know, Harry, we're such crack. Everyone's going to love listening to us for 4 hours. You're like, oh God.
And the gas thing is, they tell each other afterwards, oh, you want to say it? I tell you, Damo had that. He had the whole plane in stitches, he did.
Yeah.
He had the whole plane in stitches. Oh, they were laughing. Even the air hostess and all of us. And in truth, everybody was going, if those wankers don't stop,
yeah,
I'm going to blow up the plane. That's what I'm going to do.
Just to
make it end.
I'm going to make a run for the exit and just take us down. I'm going out. I'm taking us all out. This wasn't worth it. You know what I mean?
It's so true. It's so true. Holidays.
Oh, I don't think I'm going to bother going anywhere now. I got that off you, Jeff.
I'd say travel agents everywhere would love to play this podcast. To all prospective clients.
Yeah, play at Dublin Airport Authority. Please listen to this before you arrive.
Good idea. Right, listen, we didn't really talk holidays much during the week. Let's give you a few of the best bits from during the show. We may not have discussed holidays particularly, but we did talk about weddings. Now, I'm saying that, and I've no idea what we said about it at the time, I have to confess. It's written down here in front of me, but that's all I know.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't complimentary, that's for sure.
Unlikely.
Probably as popular as the airport to us.
Yeah, exactly, unlikely. But anyway, listen, shall we all have a listen, will we?
Yeah.
And it'll bring back a few memories for us, PJ. what I do remember, though, is we ended up having a discussion. I don't think it set out to be about dog poo, did it?
I don't think so, no. I don't know how we even ended up on dog poo. Much like the weddings, this week has been a bit of a blur, I'll be honest with you.
I did say we were fatigued.
Yeah, a little bit. We're all a little bit tired.
So anyway, somehow we get to dog poo, and you'll hear how very shortly. Also, there was an interesting story about phones. He says, hoping PJ will jump in and go, oh yeah, that's the one.
No,
about...
there was this about muting your phone. How
is that
actually
what it was?
Keeping your phone on mute isn't actually a great idea.
Great.
That having the bells and whistles open apparently is better for your health.
Yeah. And then the other thing that the one I do remember, because to be fair to her, she is positively unforgettable, is that we ran a competition last week, and it was a great competition for a little hotel stay or whatever, overnight stay, and we were asking people to sing along, and oh my God, a star was born.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah,
she was
absolutely fantastic.
It
yeah,
it was quite incredible.
She literally was stopping traffic.
Yeah,
you can say that.
Because you were getting, weren't you, private texts almost.
From me mates and
yeah,
all
yeah,
saying they nearly crashed the car laughing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Clint gave her the moniker of Broadway Brona. And you'll hear why very shortly. So enjoy, we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Right, time to find ourselves a winner. We launched our competition this morning. It's running every day this week. It's thanks to our friends at Clayton White's, because basically this is the idea. We want to send you to the sunny southeast. We have a break every single day for you to win this week on Morning Glory. All we want you to do is get involved in our summer song sing along, and you could be experiencing the best of Wexford inside and out with a stay at the Clayton White's Hotel. So what we've got for you, right, is an overnight stay for two in a superior room with breakfast and a three-course dinner in the terrace restaurant. Clayton White's, by the way, fabulous four-star hotel. They've got the Tranquility Spa there, Club Vitae Leisure Club, all of that there to enjoy if you're one of our winners. And it's very easy to get involved. As I say, our summer song sing-along is
am I allowed to say the name of it?
Well, give us the gist of what's required.
It's male people in the right time of the year.
What?
Is that not what...
I just meant all you have to do is sing the line, the next line of the song.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Oh, Boys of Summer. I wasn't supposed to say it.
No, it's fine. I just thought maybe you might want to say to people what they had to do to get involved in the competition. That's all.
Oh, right, but, you have to sing the song. Yeah, that's the song. Yeah, you have to sing in. We play it to a certain point, and then you join in and send us a WhatsApp of it. God, Jim, it's very easy. Why are you making this so complicated?
Fair point. Fair point, PJ. I do apologise. So yeah, so the idea is we give you a real summer classic. You give us the next line. You have to sing it for us. Oh well, you know, to be honest with you, somebody earlier on just spoke the lyrics.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And we did say that literally everybody who gets involved is in with a chance to win.
Although that was really to push in the boundaries of qualification.
Anyway, this was the song today.
You got the top.
Right. Now, somebody said earlier on, actually, that at least now they know what the lyrics of that song should be, because they always sang sang rather, now that the poison summer has gone. Which is great. But anyway, listen, just before we announce the winner, right, it's a little sampling of some of the kind of entries that we got. Apparently, Clint says that Anne got quite operatic on,
oh,
on,
very good.
On her one, so this should be interesting.
I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone.
That's impressive.
I can actually, do you know something? I want her to sing that at my funeral.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. I can see that.
That would be a beautiful moment. What a beautiful moment. Poor Olanto has to follow that.
I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after PJ's 500 is gone.
Oh, I do like a bit of improvisation.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. A young Sabrina, we're told.
After the boys of summer have gone.
Cracking voice there.
Very good voice there.
Future star just been unveiled. Clint has described this as something from Brona. God only knows.
Okay. After the boys of summer are gone.
To play that. Play that again, will you?
After the boys of summer are gone.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
That is. And I think Clint's description was quite accurate in that regard. Anyway, listen.
That's brilliant. That's my favourite.
Now, this is John in Rush, apparently just 11 years old.
After the boys of summer have gone.
Well done,
well
John.
Done, man. Well done.
Now, I just want to get this, squeeze this one in, because according to Clint, Mike put again another sort of new spin on it.
After the boys of the summer have gone.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Good man, Mike. Good man, Mike. How you didn't win beside me?
I'm getting indigestion listening to that.
Excellent. And finally, our winner is...
After the boys of summer have gone home.
Right. I'm assuming that was just a random selection, was it? Yeah, Clint confirms that it was nothing to do with the talent. Sorry, Anthony. But it was just a random selection. So Anthony in Talla is the winner of that fantastic... The first, remember, we've won every day this week. So make sure you're with us right through the week for a chance to win. The first overnight stay, 4-2 in a superior room with breakfast and that three-course dinner in the Terrace Restaurant at the fabulous four-star Clayton White's Hotel. In Wexford. You can do, well, in this case, Anto will be enjoying the sunny southeast. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Right. We'll do it all again.
Let's get out of here.
Do you want to sing us out with? Oh, yeah, please.
After the boys of summer are gone.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Now, something that's a recurring theme on this show, PJ has often expressed his views on weddings, particularly, and not kind of being involved in them directly as in his own.
Jim.
But in the idea of being invited to them, being a guest at a wedding, you've often waxed lyrical about how unfortunate that is.
Oh, it's bad manners, yeah. Bad manners to the point that when my best mate got married, he didn't even invite me. So, fair play to him.
Right, that's what made him your best mate.
Well, no, I just think that's what best friends do for each other.
Exactly.
They exclude you from events, you know. That's what I think is part of the process.
Did he even do the thing about, listen, I won't bother, will I?
No, it just was left out, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, which was
knowing
great.
That you'd be delighted.
Yeah, delighted. I remember when Trina, we used to work with.
What a fantastic man he is.
Yeah, she got married and she invited everyone in the office except for me. I thought, fair play to you. I love that. I do. And she did. She said it, though. Listen, I only didn't ask you because I knew I didn't want to put you in an awkward position. I was there, okay.
Yeah.
This conversation is awkward right now, but fair enough.
The gas thing about it is it wouldn't have been awkward for you.
No,
you'd
not really.
You'd have just turned around and went, no, thanks.
No, Cheers. Sorry, I'll have to go to space that day.
Nobody would have been awkward at all. Might have been a bit awkward for her, but not for you. Anyway, the thing about it is, apparently, we all fall into some sort of category.
Yeah, it's wedding season. So,
And are you featured here? Are the You are featured.
I am, yeah. I definitely feature in one of these, yeah.
Okay.
The last one, actually, yeah. Well, actually, when I think about it, there's a couple of them. The first one as well, the buffet, babe. You know when you go to a wedding and everybody's like, normally before dinner, in a lot of these weddings, there might be a buffet or there might be a sort of like little, here's a sausage roll each to keep yourself.
Is this before you get stuck in?
Yeah, you know the way sometimes they do all that. Yeah, I've been to a few fancy weddings and there's been all of that. And then you get one little pig of a man gorging himself. That's normally me, who ruins his dinner.
I like the way you refer to yourself as the buffet babe.
Yeah.
Throwing bouquets already.
Jim, let's be honest. I have curves now I never had before. So you've got the buffet babe there.
So that's the person who just can't get enough of the incidental snacks.
Of the incidental snacks, fills himself up and then has a few drinks in the course. Then when it comes to 6 o'clock and people are about to sit down, he's fast asleep, sitting in his chair.
Yeah.
You have to make him mince meat himself.
The thing about foods at weddings is that whatever about the meal and all that sort of stuff, sometimes it can be very good and that's great and whatever, and the sit down bit, the proper bit. But it's, you know, the people who bring it out then at sort of like 10 or 11 o'clock at night when everybody's gasping.
Oh, yeah.
That's the greatest food of them all. It might only be chips.
I know, but it's brilliant.
Or a few sandwiches or something.
Yeah, now.
My God, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's the only time in your life you'll eat an egg sandwich and go, it's the best thing I've ever had in my life. The only time, you never another time.
Rocking it out there when everybody needs it after a few fizzies.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Quality.
Then there's the massive flirt. You know the way some people use it as a place to meet singles? You know, there's always somebody that's sort of like, there's always a few people hoping to be next. Might go and make their year. You know, this is
men, women, or whatever. It's anybody can fall into the flirt category.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, right, yeah. Walking around, just, you know, it's a great place to meet people at a wedding. You know, everybody feels that little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully, a bit lonely. You know.
Yeah. Is your plus one significant? No. Great. I'll sit down. So.
And that's one of the ones. Yeah, and that's the other one. This is where I fit in. The obligated other half. So you don't know anyone at the wedding,
right?
But your other half's been invited and then you have to go because they wrote your name on the flipping invitation. They wrote, you know, to Aisling and PJ, and you're like, oh, for God's sake.
So you're saying that if they had any decency, they would have just put plus one and then you could have lobbed anybody in there.
Lobbed anyone in there. Take the dog,
yeah.
But leave me out of it. Leave me out of it.
Yeah.
And then you become these, so you're walking around.
That is really awkward, isn't it? When you're on the, you know, when you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Good weddings, the only good weddings are the ones where you sort of know the person, right?
Yeah.
But you're in the periphery, you know people at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're sort of a slightly extended friend or whatever, extended family or whatever you want to call it. So you're on the, you don't have to get really involved in it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have a speech or anything.
You can keep yourself to yourself, just have a bit of a party.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get away with them. But when you don't know anybody.
I know, it's
a conversation with people and, you know, I don't know who your other half works with or something, or the family of somebody that you've been made sis as.
Oh, dear God, yeah. And they put you sitting next to someone that you take, like, I remember going to a wedding and they put me sitting next to the family and goes, there's, he likes football. And I'm like, oh, brilliant. I like, well, so, yeah, great. So you like football? Yeah, yeah. He goes, Mayo supporter. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, how could he like football?
Yeah,
then?
He's obviously not a big fan, you know. Oh, we went around in circles. They try and find things in common and saying, yeah, PJ now, he does a bit of comedy, you know, and jeepers, it's those false.
And that's the thing, they'll put you sitting at the worst table because, look, Deb, he gets on with everybody, he'll be grand, he's able to talk, he'll be, and they put you at the most boring table.
Yeah, yeah, oh my God, you meet those couples then that fight each other all the time. Oh man. Oh, do you know them couples? I was at a wedding, there was next to a couple like that. And your man, he was an English fella. And every time he opened his mouth, he was insulting his wife. Like, every time. Remember our wedding? Ah, worst day of my life, I can tell you that much. And she was getting all snippy and then she was giving him elbows. And he was then, well, you're not going to fight with me now, are you? In front of everybody here. Oh, man. It was so awkward.
That actually sounds like the best crack ever.
Oh, yeah. It was so awkward, yeah. And then she threw, you know, she started sort of like slamming down her cutlery between set courses and all. I was going, you know, the mushrooms are lovely, aren't they? That's all I was able to come up with. Oh, jeepers. It was awful. Oh, it was awful.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were in that, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Having to witness the domestic happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, people start laughing and then he'd be like, why are you not laughing? You're not going to have another move now, are you? I was like, oh, man, would you leave it alone? Jesus, I mean, I'm giving you a wedgie myself. Shut up. Oh, God, weddings, I tell you something.
Oh. They're not for you.
They're not for me.
They're not for everyone, really.
No, they're not for everyone.
Somebody would say not for anyone.
Not for anyone. A good funeral is great.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
And we know that we have a huge amount of pet lovers who listen to the show.
We've it's unreal. Referred to it. We can't even bring up the subject of dogs or cats without people sending in all their pictures.
Exactly. You're famously a big dog lover.
I loved them. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
But even you...
have a pet peeve every so often.
Have a moment.
And that's the thing. Everybody talks about what they love about their pets and what they love about their cats and dogs and all of that sort of stuff. But it's very rare people talk about what drives them mad with their cats and dogs and pets.
It might be just a little niggle.
Yeah, it might
be. Nonetheless.
Might be. And they've compiled a list of things. You know, they surveyed a lot of people and asked them, "What is there anything about them? Anything at all? That drives you mad?" And yeah, there is a bit, you know, because there's a bit of work in having a pet.
Right, yeah.
You know, there's the awful things, you know, when you're...
like pick up a poo.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. That's normal. I don't mind picking up the poo. I don't.
Good.
Yeah, don't mind picking up the poo. And everybody should pick up your poo.
Yeah.
But every so often when the dog
or
gets...
or even your dog's poo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, well,
you don't have to pick up your own, but definitely pick up your dog's poo.
Imagine picking up your own, walking around with a big log on a bank. I told you that story, didn't I? I told you that story.
Don't tell me you picked up your own poo and brought it somewhere.
No, wait. So there's a fella, right? Andrew, friend of mine. So he was out walking, right?
Did you almost give his name there?
I did, yeah. I did give his name. He was out walking.
Right.
And nature called and nature got the better of him.
No way.
Yeah. He was down on the beach and he had to go, right? Dropped his shorts and he dropped... whoop, the poo came out, right? And he was like, and then a dog came lumbering over a sand dune.
Right?
And he stood up and, you know, pulled up his trousers and all. And then the owner of the dog came over and he started talking to him. How are you doing? Are you well? And he was like, not bad, yeah, nice day, whatever. And then your man pulled a poo bag out of his pocket and he picked up his poo. He thought his dog was after doing it. And he picked up his poo.
God.
And he goes, Seamus, they're getting bigger, right? You know, you said, you have to clean up after yourself, don't you? And he was like, oh my God, how do I tell him? How do I tell him?
Don't tell
no,
him.
Don't. And
just say what?
And he was there chatting away, swinging the bag, tying the knot in the bag and all. And he was...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I tell you, I don't know what I'm feeding this fella.
Yeah. Just like a builder sneaking into the garden these days.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh.
But yeah. So the poor fella. But
please let that man be listening now and suddenly realise
that was him. Imagine. You're going,
I'm not picking up something out of the last.
I should have known. I mean, Jack Russell couldn't do that. That be. It's a Labrador.
Oh.
But
that's rough, man. Yeah, that is rough.
So like you said, picking up the old doo-doo, that is a thing. Also, it's like being sick on carpets and all that happens, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have to do that thing.
Or car sick. I remember when we had a dog going out to my sister's or whatever, and the dog would get sick in the car.
Vomited in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, jeepers. Remember when I went to meet you in the last Dublin match and the guide dog got sick all over the bus?
That's right.
And they had to throw all of us off the bus.
To clean it out.
And the poor dog was sitting on the side of the road, looked dizzy. He was like, oh, dear. He must be thinking, I'm never going to get this one home. Sick as a dog.
Literally sick as a dog.
Yeah, so that's another thing that happens. Okay. You know, they do get sick. The good thing is, you know, you shouldn't, but if a dog does get sick, handy tip, walk out of the room. There is a fair chance they will re-eat most of it.
My God.
And then you can...
I can't believe the amount of grossness you've managed to fit into this story already. We're not finished yet.
I'm just telling you, it's a tip. Right, it's a tip. Also, foreign hair being left everywhere, that's always a main...
That's a huge thing for people, yeah. You wouldn't want to be overly house proud if you've got a dog that sheds easily. Yeah.
My sister's dog is unbelievable. If you ran a roll of gaffer tape up his back and pulled it off, you'd have a scarf for the winter.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
As we said before many times, in between songs, you know, you often get asked what happens in there in between songs.
Yeah.
And you'd love to give a really professional answer. Oh, yeah, preparing this thing and doing this thing and sorting this thing out and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But generally speaking, you know, particularly if I may say from your point of view, you tend to have a good old scroll through your phone.
I do, yeah, yeah. Because as interesting as you are, Jim, my phone is more... You know,
yeah, I've no problem with
I'll
that.
I'll be honest
I've
with
no
you.
Problem with that.
It knows the answer to everything.
But the weird thing about it is, despite the fact that you do kind of, you know, enjoy your phone, you've said many times you'd rather have your phone, like, you know, with you, say, as, you know, instead of gathering or anything like that.
Yes,
you know,
yeah,
you'd
true.
Rather get stuck into your phone than have to indulge in conversation and whatnot.
Big time.
But you're still somebody who doesn't appreciate the notifications.
Hate it. I've been turning... I've always had them off. I can't stand before
I'm the same. I turn off all the sound things and all the...
Everything.
Beeps and bells and whistles and all that. Can't stand it.
And for years, they told us that was the right thing to do if you have a... in case you get in a phone addiction, that you turn off your notifications and sounds and everything. So you're not at the beck and call of this device all the time.
Yeah, it's supposed to allow you to tune out or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because we came from a time when you used to... pay for your ringtones. Remember those days?
Yeah.
You'd like see something in the newspaper and you'd text the number and then you'd receive a ringtone and all of that old stuff. Like,
it's mad.
When you think of it.
Yeah.
And then we did what we were told. We turned off all notifications and it turns out we've done the wrong thing. You can never get anything right. So researchers have now found out that when you mute your phone completely, you actually end up checking it more often. Because you get this sort of anxiety. They actually said it's psychologically distressing to sit near your phone and wonder what it's doing all the time.
Oh,
whereas if you actually had the alerts on, you probably wouldn't bother as much.
Yeah, I don't know about that now.
Neither do I.
I do kind of check my phone a fair bit or whatever. But I don't think I could handle the constant. Like, in other words, every email that comes in, every blooming, whatever it might be, tweet or whatever the heck.
You get a notification about
it. Constantly coming up. And then those WhatsApp groups that annoy the living...
Exactly, yeah. That they never stop.
Exactly.
Like...
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't think I could handle it. I don't think I genuinely... I mean, maybe I do have a touch of the old... Like, there's always... I always get given out to, right? Similar to you, right? I will try and avoid answering the phone at all costs.
Oh, of course. Who calls? Like, there's so many ways of contacting someone.
So it's... I constantly get stick for it. Oh, no point. He never answers his phone. Never answers... Exactly. So why do you still keep calling?
Yeah, why do you always
Stop
call?
Stop calling me if you know I'm not going to answer.
Come here. There's a social ladder that everybody needs to know, right?
Yeah.
Number one to contact someone, text.
Exactly.
You know someone a little bit better, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
You know someone better than that, Facebook. You know someone a little bit better than
wow,
that.
Wow, you're really going down the road.
Instagram. You don't like someone, you need to contact them. Twitter. There's a... that's how it works. There's a ladder.
Yeah. But at no point is there phone them.
Yeah, at the bottom of all of them, when you've expanded all those options...
In fairness.
Then you pick up the phone and you ring.
And you forgot about email.
Oh, I forgot about email.
You can put email in there. That's, you know, that's a very delicate way of like... That's a way of saying, look, in your own time, you might have a... You know, just have a think about that.
Yeah.
No pressure, no hassle. Not getting at your hand. Just, you know... Whatever.
And
that's grand.
And I love
but
email.
Phoning somebody.
Phoning someone.
Absolute. Interrupting their day just because you want to ask them how they are or if they're going for a pint or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
I love when people phone me, I don't answer, and I email them back passively aggressively. That's my favourite thing to do. Because you can be so passive aggressive in an email that you can't be on your phone.
Right.
You know, like, as I saw it said to you the last time we spoke. You know that's a, sorry I missed your call, but I'm sure you already know, you know, I do all that sort of stuff, you know.
Oh, the other thing I like doing sometimes is somebody phones, I deliberately don't answer it. Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to speak to them.
Of course not.
And these are people that, you know, technically are friends of mine.
I don't want to speak to people when they're in the room. Never mind when they're calling me from another place.
And so literally you just let it ring out or whatever. And then, or you mute it and whatever. And then, as soon as it stops, you immediately text them back something.
Yeah.
Were you looking for me? So that it's your way of telling them, yes, I am this close to my phone, but I'm still not answering it to you.
I know. Why, sorry I missed you there. What's up?
Were you looking for me?
Yeah.
And then sometimes they'll attempt to ring again.
Again.
And you'll still let it go and go, sorry, what was it you were...
Can't answer now. In a dentist's mouth is wenched open. What do you need?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. I feel like you need a holiday after that.
I do, yeah. That was... It was a mad week, wasn't it? I mean, there was a lot happening.
It was a strange week. I don't, it was a good week. Don't get me wrong.
I think
always,
so.
Always good crack and everything. But I mean, it was like you were saying, what was weird about it? I don't know why we were so tired.
I was just fatigued.
Like, to be fair, rightly so, we would never get much sympathy when it came to lads who have actual jobs.
No. They're just there, you buffoons. So we can't. It is first world problems that we're very tired, you know.
Because it's always embarrassing when you have that situation where you think you're, you know, you think you're sort of, I don't know what the expression is, giving yourself a pat or letting yourself off the hook or something. Maybe even looking for a modicum of sympathy or something. And you'll be having a conversation and somebody say, barely or whatever. Up at 4:30, yeah. And they go, oh, right, yeah, sure, same yourself.
And you go, wow, right.
And then you find out that they get up at 4:30 and they finish work at about 8:30 that evening.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, yeah. That's tough, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, you're probably the same yourself, are you? I wouldn't quite go to 8:00 around there. Maybe about...
I'll be there, yeah. I'll be there. I go to lunch around 11:30. And then how long is lunch? 16, 17 hours. Get Kip in. Yeah. Few dinner. Maybe a few points.
That's when you always fall back in but always working, you know what I mean? I may not be physically there,
but
my mind is always, I'm always thinking of things.
A lot of pots on the boil, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Always thinking of things, planning ahead, you know, for the show the next day and all that. Yeah, yeah. Are you really?
Not really.
Well, it depends on what's people on. Are there, depends on what's on.
You're still doing the TV work and all. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Plenty of that shit. June next year. I have to keep ready, you know, need to keep the space for
doing the stand up, PJ.
I was thinking about it.
I tell you, I often stand up during the course of a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too much now, but I occasionally do even stand up.
Yeah. It's 3.5 years since I did a gig, but you know yourself. I think about it a lot.
Well, in fairness, you've been standing for long enough, you need to go and
true,
have a
sit down. True, yeah, I need to lie down. Yeah, time for lunch, Jim.
Let's have a holiday.
Yeah, let's go home.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.